John chapter 12, 41 to 45. These things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory and spoke concerning him. Nevertheless, even many of the rulers believed into him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory of man more than the glory of God. But Jesus cried out and said, He who believes into me does not believe into me, but into him who sent me. And he who beholds me beholds him who sent me.
Verse 41 says that Isaiah saw his glory and spoke concerning him. The words his glory confirm that the Lord Jesus is the very God, Jehovah of hosts, whose glory Isaiah saw. How was the Lord glorified? He was glorified through death and resurrection, because it was through death and resurrection that his divine element was released and manifested. How was God the Father glorified? It was by the Son's being glorified. When the Son's divine element was released and manifested through his death and resurrection, the Father's divine life was released and manifested. Thus, the Father was glorified in the Son's glorification through his death and resurrection. The death and resurrection of the Lord glorified God the Father because his death and resurrection released God's divine element from within him. If we want to glorify God, to have God manifested through us and glorified among us, we have to die. If we want to deal with Satan and his world, we have to die. It is by the cross that the church comes into existence. It is by the cross that God is glorified. And it is by the cross that Satan and his world are dealt with. The Lord clearly said that when he died, he will produce much fruit, that when he died, the Father would be glorified, and that when he was lifted up, he would judge the world and cast out Satan, the ruler of this world. This is so brief and simple, yet it is so profound and meaningful. These three items include everything the church produced, the Father glorified, and Satan expelled.